May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts bring glory to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Today we celebrate St. Michael and All Angels Day. We celebrate those mysterious beings which Scripture call angels, name in which came from the Greek word messenger. Messengers from God can either be visible or invisible, and many take human or non-human form. Christians have always felt themselves to be attended by these spirits, swift, powerful, and enlightening. And as one writer puts it, these spirits are often depicted in Christian art and in human form with wings to show that time and space do not constrain them and swords to signify their power, with a dazzling raiment representing their ability to enlighten faithful humans. And of many angels mentioned in Scripture, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, and Raphael are just a few of them. And as we read in the book of Revelations, the archangel Michael is presented as the powerful agent of God who wards off evil from God's people. In addition to that, the gospel reading today from John begs the question, does it matter where Jesus is from? Nathanael has a conversation with Jesus. Jesus recognizes him before he meets him. It's powerful. And Nathanael says something to the effect of, "You're from Nazareth. Can anything good come from Nazareth?" I want you for a moment to consider this possibility. I want you to replace Nazareth from wherever you were born. And some will ask that question. It's really not as personal as it sounds. It may be a little personal about where you came from, but it's not about you in particular. What Nathanael is trying to say is, don't you know what's going on in Nazareth? Nazareth was an obscure town never mentioned in the Old Testament. It had become a barracks for the Roman troops, who brought with them their gods, their sins, and their oppression of the Jews. These factors made it improbable. Improbable that it would be the hometown of the Messiah. But wait, there's a bigger question. Is Jesus from Nazareth? Or do you and I already know that Jesus is from God? He's from God. He was given and born from a human mom. But he is the gift of God, as we know from his baptism. When the skies opened up and the dove descended, and there was a voice, "This is my son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." That's a faith statement that we make. Maybe the point isn't where you come from, but who you come from. And so I speak directly to Reese's family today. It's important who you come from. It matters. Your parents, your godparents, your grandparents, your close family and friends, it matters where you come from. And it matters because of their profound influence, and potentially the church's influence in Reese's life. So in today's celebration, we consider that over the years, Reese will receive wise, prayerful counsel to make healthy decisions for her life, for her family, and the community. She will need to learn and to listen carefully. That is not a natural inclination, to learn and listen carefully. It's taught, and it's taught by a family that loves you, cares about you, respects you. She will grow in emotional and spiritual maturity with the guidance of her parents, godparents, grandparents, and God willing, the church community. In this postmodern world, the church is becoming something new and different from before. Yet I pray, still immersed in the Anglican tradition, meanwhile embracing the prayerful discernment of its people. A people constantly praying for God's guidance. There is the prayer that this community is in the midst of discernment, now about change. Change that needs to happen. We're all invited to listen for the Spirit to guide our decisions, both individual and corporate, about the future of our church. Today we welcome Rhys as the newest baptized member, joining with all baptized members of this community. And we pray that together all will faithfully, prayerfully continue in the spiritual journey towards spiritual vitality. May God bless Rhys. Rhys' parents, godparents, grandparents, and extended family. And may God bless each and every one of you in this extraordinary time of becoming new. New in serving our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.